Good morning. As you probably each are well aware, the worship service every Sunday consists of ordinaries and propers, things you ordinarily do and things that are proper to the day. With the ordinaries, you ordinarily do them, like the confession and absolution, the Lord's Prayer. The propers are the collect and the readings and other parts that are proper to the day. And today our propers are the New Year's Eve proper, since it's New Year's Eve. The readings are for New Year's Eve, the prayers are for New Year's Eve, and our service of matins this morning is a New Year's Eve service. So let us begin our service this morning with the singing of our opening hymn, Let All Together Praise Our God.
Greetings in our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the Sunday, December 31st, 2023 worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in the production of this broadcast are Bill and Diane Breen and Ken Richard. Our organist is Dora Thompson. The opening hymn is number 389, Let All Together Praise Our God, hymn number 389 found in the Lutheran service book. Ron and Janet Estel are sponsoring the radio broadcast today to the glory of God in thanksgiving for their many blessings.
Open my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
For the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
You return man to dust and say, "Return, O children of man."
For 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night.
You sweep them away as with a flood. They are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning.
In the morning it flourishes and is renewed. In the evening it fades and withers.
For we are brought to an end by your anger. By your wrath we are dismayed.
You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence.
For all our days pass away under your wrath. We bring our years to an end like a sigh.
The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80. Yet their span is but toil and trouble.
They are soon gone and we fly away. Who considers the power of your anger and your wrath according to the fear of you?
So teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom.
Please be seated for the singing of the hymn.
The hymn is number 374, Gentle Mary Laid Her Child, hymn number 374 in the Lutheran Service Book.
The Old Testament reading for this New Year's Eve from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 30th chapter, beginning at the 15th verse. For thus said the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved, in quietness and in trust shall be your strength. But you were unwilling, and you said, "No, we will flee upon horses." Therefore you shall flee away. And we will ride upon swift steeds. Therefore your pursuers shall be swift. 1,000 shall flee at the threat of one, and at the threat of five you shall flee, till you are left like a flagstaff on the top of a mountain, like a signal on a hill. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Romans chapter 8. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. A reading from Luke chapter 12. Jesus said, stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning. And be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast, so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will dress himself for service and have them recline at table, and he will come and serve them. If he comes in the second watch or in the third and finds them awake, blessed are those servants. But know this, if the master of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have left his house to be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The sermon text for this morning from today's epistle reading. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. The words of our text. Please be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, it's New Year's Eve. And New Year's Eve is always a time of hope and optimism. It's kind of floating in the air. The new year is on its way. The old year is leaving. The news is filled with what we might expect for the new year. People are making New Year's resolutions. There's that optimism that we hope for the coming year. At least we'd like to think that. And yet, our texts for today, our texts for this day bring out questions concerning New Year's optimism. Psalm 90 is a cry of Moses about the fleetingness of human life. It references dismay at the wrath of God and notes that the years of a human life are 70, maybe 80 if we're lucky. From the days of Moses to our days today, given even all of our medical technology, things haven't changed too very much. The average lifespan for an American male is somewhere in the 70s. The average lifespan for an American female, somewhere in the 80s. 70 or 80 years by reason of strength. We're admonished by Moses to number our days rightly. We look at our reading from Isaiah. Isaiah laments the people of Israel turning away from God. And Isaiah foretells of great disaster. Paul references Psalm 44. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. For your sake we are killed all day long. Psalm 44 is a cry of God's people, crying out to God, for he seems hostile to them. He seems indifferent to them and to their suffering, and they do not understand God's ways. And then in the gospel, we're presented a picture of servants needing patience and perseverance as they are waiting for their master to return. Ringing in the new year then seems to not be so new. Instead, ringing in the new year seems to be more of the same old, same old. The tilt of the earth, the tick of the clock, the change of the calendar, none of them will have any effect on the problems of this world, the problems which have plagued humanity since the fall of Adam into sin. A Christian is still plagued by their inner conflicts, plagued by their battle with their old sinful self. We are beset by the sufferings that we endure in the world. And we are encountering each and every day a variety of random and unlooked for circumstances of life. All of these things seem to happen to the elect of God. I think we'd like to think once we are Christians, or because we're Christians, things would be different. It would always work out better, work out smoother, work out easier. But God's elect still live in the world, even though they're not of the world. We turn on our televisions or our radios or our computers, and we are concerned with security issues. World security, that is. With the nations seemingly ever tottering on the brink of world war yet again. In my 55 years, it's been conflict. I can remember my parents watching the news and the Vietnam War being reported on back when I was a small child. In high school, it was the Soviet Union. When are they going to invade Europe? When are we going to have a nuclear war with the Soviets? Then I got a little older, and it's worldwide terrorism. And now it's, what's China going to do? What's going to happen with the Iranian-backed proxies shooting missiles at ships in the Gulf? Are we on the edge of another worldwide conflagration? If it's a slow news day, and I don't know if you've ever noticed, if the news is really slow, then they just turn and point out what's going on in North Korea. If the news is busy, North Korea doesn't seem to be an issue. But there's always some saber rattling coming from there. World security. The names change, but the situations don't. Man's own inhumanity to man. And if I was to ask anybody out here, I'm sure that we are all worried about personal, financial security. We're worried about taxes and income. And prices. Wages and prices continue to go up. It seems like a dog chasing its tail. One goes up, the other one goes up too. And yet we seem to be in a place right now where prices are increasing and wages aren't. Insurance costs keep rising. And you not only have the cost of your insurance, but you also have your co-insurance and your co-pay and your deductible. And many of us thank the Lord that the hospitals are willing to work out payment plans with us. But it's unsustainable. Everything can't keep going up and up and up. It's all going to collapse someday. I find myself wishing that and hoping that I'm not alive when it collapses. But then I think, well, I'm just wishing it on my children and my grandchildren then. Something's going to give eventually. And that's just earthly security. What about our eternal security? So many people pay little heed to eternal security. Most won't miss a day of work. But church? Yeah, they'll miss that for breakfast out with the friends or family. They'll miss church for cleaning the house. Or they'll make a deliberate choice to choose to attend St. Mattress of the Sheets with Pastor Pillow preaching. If you're not being fed by the Word of God and the sacraments, then you're on a self-imposed hunger strike. Perhaps believing that the church will always be there. It'll be there when you're ready to go back to it, when you're ready to drift back to church. But it won't. It won't always be there. The Christian church will die from lack of true doctrine. It will die from lack of participation. It makes no matter if the delinquent member bows to false teachings, secular pressure, persecution, or laziness. Eventually, when that person needs to be spiritually fed, there will be nowhere to get a meal. And this self-imposed hunger strike will lead to eternal starvation. St. Paul was looking around. He's seen all these same things that we look around and see. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, poverty, warfare, violence, hostile rulers, present trials, future troubles, spiritual adversaries, and opposing powers in the spiritual realms. All of it leads us and Paul to say with the psalmist, we appear to be sheep to be slaughtered. Well, it certainly looks that way, doesn't it? But it's not all as it appears to be. It's not all as it seems to be. Because a great reversal has taken place for our sake. Although God allows sufferings for reasons unknown to us, but known to Him alone, we can be sure of His steadfast love. How can we be sure of His steadfast love? We're sure of His steadfast love through Jesus Christ. For our sake, Jesus is killed. The innocent one who suffered all things for us also rose as a conqueror. And as we undergo our afflictions in life and in this fallen world, we are in truth tempted to believe that God has deserted us or is unfairly punishing us. As we are informed by the apostle, though, he tells us, God is for us. God is not sleeping, but He helps us. He loves us. He redeems us. He did not spare His own Son, but He gave His own Son up for us all. We are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Conqueror, what a wonderful word. That is your status. You are a conqueror. And on what do we base our status as conquerors? It's not based on logic or reason or some computer algorithm. It is revealed to us through the divine truth of the Bible that the redeeming love of God binds you inseparably to Jesus Christ. Jesus born in Bethlehem. Jesus raised in Nazareth. Jesus who died on Golgotha and rose again on the third day. Into this Jesus, into His work, were you baptized. When you were baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you are joined to Christ and what Christ has done for you on your behalf. You were made a child of God, a child of our Heavenly Father. Your old Adam was drowned in those precious waters of holy baptism, and you were given eternal life. Into Jesus you are baptized, and because of Jesus you have life everlasting. And following Jesus means that you do not operate with an if or a perhaps or a maybe, but rather you operate with I know, like Job. I know that my Redeemer lives, and in the end he shall stand upon the earth, and I shall see him with my eyes. With these eyes I shall see him and not another. How my heart yearns within me. The Christian stands on solid ground and says, I know in whom I have believed. The Christian says, I know nothing can separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus. And this means that though you are in the world, you do not need to cringe before the powers of the world. For Jesus has fulfilled the law of Mount Sinai for you. He has with his blood cleansed you and washed you from the guilt of sin. Jesus has abolished death for you. He has destroyed the works of the devil, and in his hands are the keys of everlasting life. This love of God binds you to Jesus, binds you to the Christ. Therefore, when trial and tribulation and all their fears come upon you, have no fear, for Christ is beside you and his love goes with you. He fights for you. He gives you the victory. Tribulation and all its cousins cannot separate you from Christ. In light of Christ's victory and our attachment to Christ, we ought then to adopt the language of St. Paul. Neither a death of martyrdom, nor a life with all of its ups and downs, nor mighty angels with all of their principalities and powers, no things present, no matter how dark they may appear, not things to come, whether they be good or bad, nor the heights of good fortune, nor the depths of evil, nor any other thing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. For Christ's love, his redeeming love, is simply too strong. We are headed into the new year. And you know what? Nothing's going to change. And you can thank God for that. You can thank God that his love, his devotion, his care, his mercy upon you doesn't change. And the fact that regardless of our ability to discern the circumstances of our lives, God will work out all things to the good of those who love him and for our benefit, that also will not change. And so the new year will in fact be the same as the old year. And for that, we as the body of Christ on earth are forever grateful. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and your minds through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us now all rise for the singing of the Te Deum. Please be seated for the reception of our gifts and offerings.
You have been sharing in the morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard Reverend Mark Thompson deliver the message for this morning. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 o'clock over WLLM 1370 AM or WLLM 105.3 FM or at www.zlclinc.org, where you will find links to the internet stream and to Facebook Live. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from age 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. For more information concerning our school, please contact our principal, Dr. Stephen Perry, at 732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Let us rise for the singing of the Kyrie. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
O Lord, hear my prayer. Eternal God, we commit to your mercy and forgiveness the year now ending, and commend to your blessing and love the times yet to come. In the new year, abide among us with your Holy Spirit, that we may always trust in the saving name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Merciful Father, through holy baptism, you called us to be your own possession. Grant that our lives may evidence the working of your Holy Spirit in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, according to the image of our only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
Eternal Father and giver of every good gift, we commit to your mercy the year now ending. Forgive us our sins where we have done wrong. Work in our hearts true repentance and faith. Redeem us from all evil of this past year. Help us in our unbelief, that we may know nothing can separate us from your love in Christ Jesus our Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Almighty God, you have preserved this congregation in the faith for another year. We give you thanks for your blessings and guidance. In the coming year, preserve our preaching and teaching so it is faithful to your word. Ensure that your holy sacraments are administered according to your commands and promises, and help us to reach out in love to our community. Grant that by your grace we may continue to serve you in this place. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayers.
Gracious Lord, hear our prayers for our nation and its government. Preserve our republic, we implore you. Give health and competence to those who serve in positions of authority, specifically our lawmakers and our law enforcement officials. Protect those who serve in the line of danger for our safety, and give peace in our time. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayers.
God of the nations, we give thanks to you for the many mercies and gifts you showered upon us this past year. You have given life, you have healed and comforted, you have provided for our spiritual and physical well-being. Hear us as we pray for Ray Gonzalez's aunt, who is ill and needs strengthening in her body according to your will, even as you take care of us each and every day. All this you have done not because of any merit in us, but only out of your love for us in Jesus our Savior. Comfort and sustain your children who suffer from sickness, need, or affliction. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayers.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, abide among us in this new year with your Holy Spirit, that we may always trust in the saving name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Bless we the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all.
The closing hymn is hymn number 382, We Praise You, Jesus, at Your Birth. Hymn number 382 in the Lutheran Service Book.
Thank you.
Please be seated. Couple things, announcements. Check your bulletin for all the things going on here at Zion. The schedule gets back to normal here in January as we get started on January 2nd. As far as poinsettias, after second service, if you wanted to come back and get a poinsettia that you ordered, you can do that, or sometime during the middle of the week or after service next Sunday. Feel free to take the poinsettia you ordered with you. I know I can see some students out there so excited about school starting this week. I myself, not so much. You know, never ready for break to be over, but things will be getting back to normal this week. So may the Lord bless you. May He bless your comings in and your goings out from this time forth and forevermore. And a happy new year to you all. Amen.